Welcome to Voice Podcast Training with Scott Patton and Jesse James. I hope you've been doing your exercises as we've been showing you in the previous podcast. Loosen up those voices so that you can express yourself and influence your audience. We're coming to you direct from the beautiful Sheraton Wall Center in gorgeous downtown Vancouver, BC, Canada.
That's right. For the first time ever, Scott and I are in the same place at the same time doing our podcast.
Yeah, it's a thrill to be with you, Jesse.
It's a thrill to be with you too, Scott.
We just finished an amazing two-day seminar in Vancouver. We had over 500 enthusiastic entrepreneurs, and I got up and did my little two-hour talk on podcasting and blogging and all those good things. And Jesse, we're going to be breaking from our normal routine today because you and I spent hours and hours and days preparing for this weekend. And even though we had spent time in the past together, we hadn't really had this amount of focused time in terms of speaking. And I have to tell you that when we interviewed the people that as they left the conference and the boot camp that we put on, over 75% of the people said that my talk was the highlight of the weekend. And, you know, from an ego point of view, like, I'm thrilled and everything else. But I have to tell you, Jesse, I don't know how I did it. And I don't think I'm going to be able to repeat it if I don't know or anchor that stuff in. So why? What was the difference? You were there.
What was the difference, Scott? Well, you were in the zone.
Ah.
And the zone is the hardest thing to repeat. You can't try to be in the zone.
Oh, no.
You can only be in the zone.
Wow, there's no doing, it's being?
I have to tell you a little story that was very popular when I was in drama school a number of years ago. It was about Laurence Olivier.
Oh, yes.
I don't know how many of you remember.
I remember.
Laurence Olivier, one of the greatest actors of all time. One of his great notable performances was doing Othello. And, of course, he performed Othello night after night for quite a number of months or even years. And one night in particular was the night that he entered the zone and became absolutely outstanding. The audience, of course, rose to their feet because you can feel it. Like, chills go up your spine when you're in the presence of something like that happening. And it was a powerful, powerful evening for everybody in the audience. After the performance, Olivier was in his dressing room pacing back and forth and cursing and swearing. And his assistant came in and said, "Larry, what's the matter?
Right.
You were wonderful." And he said, "I know I was wonderful. I just can't remember what I did."
Well, that's the way I feel.
And that's what you're talking about.
Exactly.
You did an Othello performance last night.
And I know when I was up there and I'm talking to the audience that I was connected, that I was reaching all areas of the room. It was a wonderful, wonderful feeling up there. And when I got down and people were telling me what the results were and everything else, I'm going, I don't know what I did.
Well, acting and giving presentations have a lot of similarities. You prepare your material.
That's right.
In some cases, you ad-lib a bit, but if you've prepared well, you're following an outline from beginning to end.
Yes.
And the more you do it, the more secure you become with that outline.
Right.
Like, I believe you've given this talk now about 10 times.
Yeah, about 10 times.
To groups of 400 and 500 people.
That's right.
So do the math. How many people have heard you live?
Probably between 4,000 and 5,000 people.
Okay, and that will continue to grow, no
doubt,
especially as you were in the zone and got such positive feedback, which is wonderful. The important thing here, and we talked about this as actors all the time, is that when you prepare a script, it has to go into your pores and become you.
Okay.
And at a certain point, and the point is when you give it away to an audience, or you give it up to the camera, or you give it up to your microphone. Literally, you give it up. You surrender yourself to the whole process. And that's one of the keys to entering the zone.
Oh.
You cannot work the material on a conscious level when you're up there. Well, most people do.
Right.
But it isn't the zone. it's effective, it's efficient, it's professional, it's all those things it's supposed to be to guarantee that the audience get their money and time worth, because that's really what the art and craft of theater training is about. You must guarantee that whether you feel like it or not, whether you're on or not, whether you're in the zone or not, you will be giving a very capable, highly skilled performance that has a huge amount of value to other people.
Right.
But once in a while,
you
it steps over the boundary and goes into the zone.
Very interesting.
I remember Arthur Ashe talking about the year he won Wimbledon. I don't know how many of you out there remember Arthur Ashe, but I'm proving my age right now.
Yes, and I remember him, and I remember following him, and I remember when he won Wimbledon, so I'm dating myself too.
Well, they interviewed him and said, well, what was that about? And he said, I was in the zone. I could do nothing wrong.
Right.
My racket was always where the ball seemed to fall, and I wasn't trying. There was an effortlessness about it.
Right.
It just happened. However, it does not just happen if you don't prepare.
Right.